As the government shutdown reaches 35 days, there are more questions than answers for people relying on government programs to survive. Thankfully, there are a lot of nonprofits and other organizations in Humboldt area going above and beyond to help the local community. There are different groups in Humboldt County making sure they are doing their part to support each other and the community. This includes food pantries, resource centers, and even local coffee shops, doing what they can while the government is shut down. The Department of Health and Human Services emailed KEMA details about what they are doing. Quote, DHHS administration has met with our food pantry and family resource center partners to share what we know about the impacts due to the shutdown, as well as connected with staff about checking in on our most vulnerable population to see how we can ensure they have the latest information. We are also sharing resource materials with many of our other partners. End quote. Some of these services include Food for People, which is located at 307 West 14th Street in Eureka. They offer once-a-month food selections. Arcata House Food Pantry is located at 501 9th Street, Arcata, partnering with Food for People, helping serve Arcata and the surrounding areas. Blue Lake Rancheria Nutrition Program focuses on helping tribal members, elders, and children, offering multiple meal programs. St. Vincent de Paul, located at 35 West 3rd Street, Eureka, offers free meal services from between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Speaking with Robert Santilli, the board president for Vincent St. De Paul, he talked about the community effort that is happening right now between all the local agencies.
We work with a couple of agencies down your way, Humboldt Provisions, and they're kind of tied in with Mateo. And periodically, they come up here. If we have surpluses of some of our food inventory, we give it to them. Humboldt Provisions usually gives out food to the encampments that surround Metro Garberville. That's the other thing. You have to network with the other agencies in your area because we all pull for one another. And certainly up here, we've got the Eureka Rescue Mission. We've got Salvation Army. We've got Teen Challenge. We've got Betty Chin and Arcata House Senior Resource Center, as well as major private businesses as partners, Costco, Winco. We get a lot of foodstuffs from them. Coca-Cola just dropped off a couple of pallets of beverages for us the other day. The Humboldt Creamery gave us a pallet of ice cream for the holidays the other day. Pacific Towing is going to give us 30 or 40 turkeys for Thanksgiving. So your partnerships have an invaluable aspect to how you operate as well.
Old Town Coffee and Chocolates are offering free meals from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., providing bagels, fruit, and other items that have been donated. KMUD spoke with Moss Taylor, a supervisor and lead coffee roaster for Old Town Coffee, who explained their SNAP Special Snack initiative and the support they have received from the community.
We have experienced so much gratitude from the community, both people receiving the food and also other folks coming in and supporting the business to help us support this SNAP snack program. So there's really just been an outpour of gratitude from the community, which has been really, really beautiful to see and beautiful to be a part of. I would like to note that we are accepting donations. There's more information about that on our Instagram page, I believe at Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. But yeah, it's been a really fantastic experience so far.
Most of these nonprofits are relying on donations and whatever they have in their budget to continue supporting their communities. Speaking with Rhonda Lewis, the executive director of Fortuna Adventist Community Services and Heart Program, explained the importance of these programs while the government is unable to provide these resources. Fortuna Adventist Community Center serves people once every 3 months or in the case of emergencies. Right now, they are doing everything they can, but there are so many people that need these resources, and it is hard to keep up with the demand.
Obviously, while we are experiencing all of this up and down around the CalFresh food stamps, it's everybody has an emergency. So we're serving as many as we can. I have volunteers who work the program, so they're really only able to be open about 2 hours, 2 days a week, and which really backs up because you can only see so many people. And so they are extending their hours just a little bit to try and get more households served, but we're not able to serve nearly as many as are coming to our door. And I believe just this morning we had to close our line at by 10:30 We opened up at 9:30 and we had to close our line at 10:30 because we had more people than my volunteers could serve. And, you know, people that were turned away were told, if you want to wait and see if there's time at the end, if these people are fast, then, you know, but there were several people who showed up either, you know, closer to our general closing time, which is 11:30, or were just, you know, it was just, we couldn't serve them because we didn't have enough time to make that happen.
Having the workforce is not the only problem Lewis is facing right now. Due to the amount of people dealing with an emergency, budgeting for the next couple of months is also a big problem.
I had some money set aside for our we usually spend about $10,000 for the Christmas food baskets and toys and stuff, and I have pulled half of that out to buy food this month. I'm praying that we get our deficits made up before it's time for Christmas. I'll figure something out. I don't know what, but, you know, but Christmas may be a little bit lean, but at least they'll have food now. And we're, you know, we're going to, you know, stock up purchasing from places to try and keep food on our shelves. I know right now we're about ready to run out of canned fruit, and we have an order coming in, but not until after our food tomorrow. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We're going to do the best we can and pull funding from wherever we can, and hopefully the shippers aren't down for whatever reason and the shipments can make it into so that we can get our food restocked.
During this time of uncertainty, local community agents are forging ahead together. With the help of community donations and funding, they are able to continue giving people the services they desperately need. For more information for resources, visit humboldt.gov.org.